News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Yeah, we're also joined by Eamon Ryan, Minister for the Environment, Climate, Communications and Transport. Minister, we'll get to the All-Ireland Strategic Rail Review in a minute, but Daniel Whiffen certainly went like a train last night, didn't he?
It was fantastic. It was fantastic that the Italian fella overtook him in the second last 50 and then he came back. I'm going to be out in the 40 foot this evening. I'll be like Daniel Whiffen flying across the bay, inspired.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Listen, let's talk about this strategic rail review. Paint a picture for our listeners of what our rail network could look like in 2050.
It's a return of rail, Shane. We had that in 100 years ago, we had probably the best rail network in the world. We had the most dense network. We've got over 5,000 kilometres of rail track. And we've lost half of it. And we need to start getting some of that back. Reopening lines that were only recently closed, therefore it would be relatively easy to bring them back. The likes of the Western Rail Corridor, the rail link from Wexford into Waterford. It is firstly about decarbonising, so it's electrifying the entire rail service. It's about increasing speeds, so the particularly journey times between cities would be quicker on rail than by car, in some cases even halving the rail journey times. But in my mind, it's about freight. It's about switching away from trucks carrying everything to rail, once again carrying a lot of our cargo. But if I was to say one thing it's about, I think it's about better balanced regional development. It is all Ireland. It is really looking at how we connect Donegal back in again. And indeed, the rail service in the north is probably cut more than anywhere else on the island. So it is reinstating rail in the north. But I would also argue it's about better balanced region development. We know the investment's coming in Dublin, but what we really need, in my mind, out of this study is investment, particularly in metropolitan rail services in Waterford, South East, in Cork, in Limerick, in Galway, so that the country doesn't just tip off into the East Coast, that all the development is around Dublin. And I think that's why it's important. I think we have the potential to get balanced region development in the country. And it's sustainable. It's sustainable in terms of carbon, but it's also sustainable. You can put housing close to railway stations. There'd be about 700,000 people who are within 5 kilometres of a railway station when we implement this plan. It's a 30-year plan. It's a very big investment. It's at least $1 billion a year in the south. But it's the future. We're going back to rail as the future for transport in this country is what this plan sets out. And I think it's very rational, it's very reasoned, it's well argued, and we have to deliver it now.
No, it is well argued. I read the report last night. It's a really impressive report. I suppose the question mark is, though, will it happen? We've had ambitious reports before. Like, I see one of the things that's in it is the idea of a cross-city line between Houston and Spencer Dock. As long as I've been writing about politics and about transport issues, we've been talking about that. It's never happened. I suppose people will be wondering, will the line up to Letterkenny ever happen? Will the will that new railway line, proposed railway line along the M1 from Clongriffin to Drogheda, will they ever happen?
It will take time, and some of them will be longer than others. The example of that cross-city rail service is towards the end of this plan, and that's upfront and honest because, as I said, in my mind, what we need to do is invest in our other cities as well. But it is happening. Like yesterday, we just got approval for the Dart West, which will dramatically enhance. We're going to double the Dart services, and that starts yesterday, where we've got the planning permission now. Now we go to build in terms of upgrading the line to Maynooth, upgrading up to Dunboyne.
This is the Dart Plus line to Maynooth, yeah. And I think there's a Dart to Selbridge in the offing as well.
Yeah, and that's just got through planning yesterday. So now we build, and we have a whole series of projects waiting in planning. We will build the metro in Dublin. We will build the Navan Rail line in the East Coast. But can I go back to what I think is really critical coming out of this report? And what I've asked is the European Investment Bank are now providing us advice, which will be available in the autumn. Okay, what do we build first? What do we deliver first? And I think particularly it's reopening some of those short sections of line, the likes of the line from Athenry to Clare Morris, the Western Rail Corridor. And that gives a huge opportunity to reinstate freight. All that, it's basically a line, if you think about it, from Ballina Westport, from Mayo, right the way down through Galway, through Limerick, and using the existing lines that are not used effectively. The line from Limerick to Waterford only has two trains a day. It's not really being used in the way that it could. And you reopen that for rail freight. But then you also start thinking, OK, let's just take the South East as an example. We're using that line a lot more. If you have a battery electric rail service from the likes of Kerr, Clonmel, Carrickinshure into Waterford, and we're building a new railway station in Waterford, it's dramatic. It's going to transform Waterford. And if you similarly have rail passenger services to the likes of Kilkenny and to a reopened Wexford line, you have a metropolitan then rail service in the southeast. That transforms the southeast, and the same can happen in Cork. We're actually building that. That's happening. The same can happen in Limerick. We've started that. We've reopened the Shannon Foynes line. And if in Limerick, same way you do it in the southeast, you start to put in new stations in the likes of Moyross, in Ballysimon, you reopen stations in the likes of Adair, the Raheen Industrial Estate, build a rail line to Shannon. That's not, it's those small new extension bits to Shannon, the Western Rail Corridor, and my mind, the connection to Wexford in the south, has the potential for dramatically developing those critical regions. And I think
Minister,
that's
we haven't mentioned the plan as well, because I know a lot of our listeners will be in this area, Athlone to Mullingar to Cavan to Clonus to Monaghan and on to Armagh as well. Like, they're very exciting developments, and you know, like, they definitely whet the appetite, and I think everyone agrees public transport is the way to go. But you mentioned the cost earlier, like 1.3 billion euro a year in capital costs, potentially up to 600 million additional costs running the expanded network when it's completed. It's a massive cost, and the worry would be if we hit any kind of recession, if the money from foreign direct investment, the taxes start to dry up, the first thing that gets cut is these kind of projects, and that's what's happened in the past.
Yeah, and that was a mistake. We shouldn't have cut capital as much, and we shouldn't have cut rail. We shouldn't have cut public transport. We've done this before. We did it for two decades in building out the motorway network. And it's that sort of consistent, each year, significant investment, a whole series of projects going through planning. So if one trips up, there's another one to take its place. So we've shown we can do it in the past. I don't think we can afford not to do it. I think for a variety of reasons. Congestion is our biggest challenge in transport, as well as decarbonisation. And no amount of, if we keep going investing in roads, and this is the key decision for the next government as well as this one, if we maintain what this government has changed, which is a switch towards public transport spending, then we can do it. That's a political question. And I think for every other political party, I know the Green Party stands on this, we're absolutely clear. It's public transport we have to prioritise. Public transport works for everyone. It improves, it's not anti-car, it actually improves the people's experience in the car, because you have less gridlock, because you start to get sustainable transport. And more than anything else, this is central to our solving a housing crisis, because what you do is you put in the public transport first and then you put in the housing beside the stations. That works, and that's where we need to go.
Final question. Do you think you will get on a train one day to go to Cork and it'll only take an hour and 20 minutes? I think they're talking about a top speed, is it, of 200 kilometres per hour? Yeah, my calculations, you do Cork in an hour 20 minutes or so.
Well, it'd be slightly longer than that, because you have to stop at a few points along the way.
Well, true.
But yeah,
an hour and a half?
It'll be under 2 hours. But that was a decision we had to make. Would we put all the money in actually even faster, bullet trains effectively, TGVs, 300 kilometres an hour? We said no. We should prioritise getting the speeds up to 200 kilometres and on regional lines up to 125. But more than anything else, this is about development. And rather than putting all the money into super fast trains, what we said is put the money into new services and new lines, so that actually, and particularly opening up lines that have recently been closed, that I think is what's dramatic about this plan. It actually brings back a whole wide sense of the network, not just how fast you can get from Dublin to Cork. That's important. But it's the balanced region development, what I think is the key to this plan.
Okay. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Kira.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.